Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Yud Gimel. Brachas Yud Gimel. Again, Shirim is sponsored by Zecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, by the Orlinsky family. We thank them for their sponsorship. Brachas daf Yud Gimel. We got up to the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Mabeis, but just one hour beforehand. We mentioned the sugya of Kol Psuki to Kol Parsha to Paske Moshe Anan Paskinon and Delo Paske Moshe Anan Lo Paskinon. So we mentioned that comes up not only by Kol Parsha, but Kol Psuke. The Achronim ask, why is it? It seems like there are a number of times throughout our lives and our days that we seem to say half psukim. For example, the most famous example being Kiddush. We start off with Yom HaShishi. The Rama says we should start off with Yom HaShishi because it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShemayim. We start off with Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that's how Shabbat should start off. But the question is, Yom HaShishi is only the last two words of the previous Pasuk. Or, Vizos HaTorah, Shor Sam Moshe Febrei Yisrael. That's a whole Pasuk. But then we see Al-Pi HaShem Yad Moshe, which is a half a Pasuk. So why are we doing that? Or sometimes Shabbos morning. Some people start Kiddush, Al-Kein Beirach, also a half a Pasuk. So there are those that say it's wrong. And therefore, one shouldn't start off with a half a pasuk. How would one get out of it? That's why. So you can start off with Vishamru or Zachar. Start off loud. You could say out loud. You could say half a pasuk, but quietly to say the first part of the pasuk. Or on Friday night, in some benchers, not too many of them, it says Vayar Lakim as Kol Asher Asav Hidei Tov Maod Vayar Vayevoker, which is the beginning of the pasuk. Can't even start off with Vayar Vayevoker because that's also a half a pasuk. That at least is the beginning of a phrase. At least the phrase makes sense. Vayar Vayevoker Yom HaShishi. Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that really he halachically would want to say the whole pasuk, but there's a medrash on the first half of the pasuk. It says Vayar Lakim as Kol Asher Asav Hidei Tov Maod Tov Maod Ze Hamaves. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer says, you know, I don't want to allude to that on the beginning of Shabbos, so what can I do? Okay, but still, if he was really against it, he would say that a medrash is not doche halacha. So it seems that the minhag olam in these cases is based on the fact that if one is only saying psukim b'toras tefila or b'toras a mitzvah, so then that's not a violation of the principle. The principle is when you're saying a pasuk as a pasuk, when you're saying a parsha as a parsha. Like in davening, we'd be saying it as a section of the Torah. So if we're picking a section of the Torah, you can't split it up. But if you're saying it, b'toras tefila, we're just using David HaMelech's word, not David HaMelech's, we're using Moshe Rabbeinu's words or any other part of the Torah for tefila. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, and others suggest that is why one is allowed to break up the psukim in certain situations. Okay, there's other examples, but we'll just leave it at that, the two Kiddushes and Vizos HaTorah. Good. We continue now with the next Mishnah. Last Mishnah in the first Parak in Shas. Mishnah, one of the more famous Mishnahs in Shas. We know this Mishnah from the Haggadah. Maskirin Yisias Mitzrayim Balelos. Mitzvah Daraisa to have Zechiris Yisias Mitzrayim at night. Not only Zechiris Yisias Mitzrayim to remember Yisias Mitzrayim by day, but also at night. Amr Blazar ben Azariah. Blazar ben Azariah says, Harani Kiven Shivim Shana. I am like 70 years old. Velo Zechisi. I was never zochet to figure out what the source is for saying Yitzias Mitzrayim for the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. We mentioned in this past year's Haggadah Shir, the Lashon of Zachisi. Interesting Lashon. Whenever we learn anything, it's a schus. Velo Zachisi, I didn't figure it out. I didn't figure it out. It's a schus to figure something out. Siyata d'shmai that we are zochet to figure something out. That's the Lashon of Velo Zachisi. Velo Zachisi, Shetayabar Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, I wasn't zochet. Ad Shedrasha Benzoma. Until Benzoma came along and said the following drasha, Shenemar, Lamatiskras Yom Seis Lamayert Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha, that you remember Yitzias Mitzrayim all your days. What do you mean all your days? Yemei Chayecha Hayamim Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelos. So Kol includes even the night time. V'chachavim Omrim Yemei Chayecha Ha'olam Hazeh Kol Yemei Chayecha Lahavi Yemos HaMashiach. Kol Yemei Chayecha is to include even Yemos HaMashiach. We will still have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. A couple of points for this. Velo Zachisi, the Tosfos Yontif says right here, the emphasis of Velo Zachisi, I just mentioned one pshat, but the Tosfos Yontif says, another pshat is, even though he was zochet to the nes of Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, he wasn't zochet to the Siyata Deshmaya of figuring out this idea. He says, "V'amar avo b'shish tadalti v'his chabarti manchi achachma atche shavti aydei kein kibet shivim shana al kozos rasa l'kareva inyan al teva v'shalohaya azeh haneish eskiru chazal b'dar v'chulu." He says he got chachma, even though he didn't get this chachma. Even though he got the nace of turning gray overnight, white overnight, but still, he wasn't zochet. That's the lashon of lo zachisi, the Tosfos Yadin. Obviously, it's referring to the Gemara we're going to have later on. This Gemara, this Mishnah is quoted later on Daf Chav Zayin Amabes Chav Chesam and Aleph, where Abazam and Azariah was chosen to be the next Nasi. We'll get to that whole discussion later on. And after the entourage comes and says, "Do you want to be the next Rosh Hashiva?" He says, "I have to go ask my wife." We'll talk about that then. He goes to ask his wife, and his wife says, "Maybe they're going to fire you tomorrow. What do you need this?" He says, "Better to be a glass kli for one day than to be a cheres kli for all my life." Then she says, "You don't have a white beard." And the Gemara says there, "Israchish le nisa v'yahadr le timne sri dari chivarta." He grew a white beard overnight. And that's what it says, "Harani kivin shim shana velo ben shivim shana." Like 70 years, not 70 years. If you look at the Rambam here in the Pirush of Mishnayos, Kedarka Bakodesh, he takes a rational view of this nace. Really, it wasn't a nace. I know the Gemara says, Nasa lo nace. But the Rambam here says, no, it just, he killed himself when he worked so hard in learning that he got gray overnight. He got gray over time. Not that, you know, shouldn't think he turned magically. No, it's not true. That's the Rambam takes the fun out of a lot of different pshatim of their Avram didn't see Malachim and Balak didn't talk to a donkey. Right? Many of the stories that we're all familiar with, the Rambam has a different pshat of those stories. But the Rambam right here on the Mishnah says, "V'lohaya ben shivim elat sa'ir liyamimaya v'hem marbe l'shanos v'lilmod v'likros yom v'layla arasher tashash kocho v'nizrika bo seva v'chazar kizakin min shivim shana." He looked very old. V'yas chalas ha'seva beard so no. And he quotes the Gemara later on. He works it in. But that's the Rambam in Kiben Shivim Shana. We mentioned already on the first day of the Masechta, when we had that shiur on the Thursday night at the Siyam, at that base, the Rambam's Shita, the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiris Yisiyas Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah of Say Daraisa. It's a big mystery. The Rambam counts Sipri Yisiyas Mitzrayim, but does not count Zechiris Yisiyas Mitzrayim. Why not? It's before the Gemara. It's even by Yom Uba Laila. Right, what? He paskes like, the first sheet, not the second sheet. It's not going to be Yom Hamashiach, Mashiach, and therefore it's not forever. And therefore the Rambam doesn't count as a mitzvah. That's a little tzarachian. Everybody agrees that there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yisiyas Mitzrayim. So the Prima Gadim suggests maybe it's only a mitzvah shebelev, and the Rambam doesn't count mitzvah shebelev, which is, what about, Avas Hashem is not belev, and Yichud Hashem is not belev. So, but that's one opinion. The Ar Sameach, Meshachachma, and the Ar Sameach, and Ilchas Kriyishma, suggest that it's a mitzvah d'rabanan. It's d'rabanan, not d'raisa. What do you mean d'rabanan? Out of all the mitzvahs, you don't command this. So the Meshech Chachma says in the Ar Sameach that it was dafka excluded. Why says the Ar Sameach that there are different types of mitzvahs d'rabanan, different types. Yesh takanos chachamim she'ein zeh rak mishum mishmeres. Some laws are mishmeres as a type of siyag. Nitzilas yadayim, excuse me, siyag for truma and other gzeiros that we have. V'yesh mishum in yonim shenischatshu achrei matan Torah. Some mitzvahs drabanan are because of new events that happened after matan Torah, Chanukah and Megillah. V'yesh in yonim, and there are other types of drabanans sheheim lahafakas ratzon habore that are basically to bring out what we know is Hashem's ratzon. Af kilo hitav lo hichbid b'taras chova, b'kol ze kashero rashi haknesia kizeu afakas ratzon habore lo ofan hayoser nirtza hischayvu b'zeh. Hashem left it open for us to figure it out that this would be what He would appreciate. We had a shiur the end of last summer, a daf pein shiur relating to ratzon Hashem. So he quoted this Ar Sameach there in that shiur, ratzon Hashem kasher anu roen b'shabor yisbarach higid b'taraso shatach lezeh yasub chipazon. Hashem says so much about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we realize this is where it all started. So obviously He would want us to remember it, and that's why He left it open for Chazal to figure out to institute it and to obligate it. But that is another type of mitzvah d'rabanan, ratzon habore. Chazal figured out that this is what Hashem would appreciate. The final approach that we mentioned then, which is a very mistavra approach fitting into the sheet of the Rambam, is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim suggested that the Rambam does count Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's just not counted separately. The Rambam holds, what is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema? We mentioned four sheetas. We're going to get back to another one. We're going to talk about this again tomorrow on Daf Yudalan. But the Rambam holds that all three parshios are d'oraisa. And machlokas. First pasuk, first parsha, second parsha, third parsha. The Rambam says even the third parsha is daraisa. So where does he get that from? The third parsha is he sees Mitzrayim. But just mentioned, why do we have the parsha of tzitzis? All mitzvos. But right, we see it's Mitzrayim. That's the ikker reason why we pick it. And the Rambam counts that as part of Kriyashma. So that makes beautiful sense. As Reb Chaim, part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is remembering that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That is part of the mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam doesn't count this separately. It's all part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's the Rambam's Midiyuk Lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma. There's going to be Bezrim another riot to that on Amud Beis later today. Okay, let's continue. Says the Braisa, Tanya, Amar Lahem Ben Zoma, Lachachamim Ben Zoma. Oh, I'm sorry, one other Ha'ar on the Mishnah. And that is, also mentioned a couple of years ago in a Haggadah Shir. The Vilna Gaon was once sitting at a Seder. And he says to the people that were present at the Seder, you know, the Nachash is not going to have legs, and he's going to be cursed even in Olam Haba. Little nowhere. The Gras says that the Nachash is going to be cursed even in Olam Haba. They're like, what are you talking about? What does that have to do with the Seder? What are you talking about in the Nachash? So then he explained, I'm not sure if he explained or they figured it out afterwards, the pasuk says, Afer tochal kol yamei chayecha, by the Nachash. He's going to eat dirt kol yamei chayecha. Oh, same lashon. Kol lavi yimos ha-mashiach. That's why kol yamei chayecha, the Vilna Gaon says that the Nachash is going to be cursed even lasa lavo because of the kol yamei chayecha. Just like the Chachamim say here, he said that about the Seder. Okay, beautiful. Tanya, Amalam Mimzola Chachamim Ben Zoma, who says even at night, say to the Chachamim, Vachimaskir, Nitzias Mitzrayim, Limos HaMashiach. You say, call inclusive Limos HaMashiach? Are we going to really mention Nitzias Mitzrayim after Mashiach comes? But look for an Amr, don't we have a Pasuk in Navi that says, we're going to focus on the future Geula, not Limos HaMashiach? Fine Yamim Ba'im Ne'um Hashem, Velo Yomru, Ode, Chai Hashem Asher Ha'elas, B'nei Yisrael Ha'eres Mitzrayim. We're no longer going to talk about that Geula. Ki im Chai Hashem Asher Ha'elas, B'asher Hevi, Ezera Beis Yisrael Me'eres Safona. U'mikol Ha'aretzos, Asher Yidachtim Sham. So we're going to talk about Kibbutz Golias. We're not going to talk about Yisrael Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu. So what are the Rabbanim talking about? So Amrullah, they say no. Lo She'te'akar Yisrael Mitzrayim Bimkoma. No, that pasuk does not mean that we're going to forget Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ela shetei shibin malchias ikur v'yitzias Mitzrayim tafilo. It just means that Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be secondary, but we're not going to reject it totally. We're going to mention it, but the ikur shavach is going to be for the future geula. Similarly, where do we have this? Kayosi bo'ata omer, lo yikare shimcha od Yaakov ki im Yisrael yeshemecha. When Hashem renamed Yaakov Avinu, he says, your name is not going to be Yaakov, but Yisrael. Lo she'yakir Yaakov mimkomo. Not that Yaakov would be rejected. We still, when we talk about Yaakov, right, in Parshas Yisro, we're called base Yaakov. El she'yisrael ikir Yaakov tafelo. Yisrael will be the ikir name, the name that he got when he fought with the Malach. The Yaakov tafelo, and Yaakov will be secondary. V'chein hu omer. Similarly, we have another drasha that says, talks about the Golios. Altis Karu Rishonos. The Kadmonios Altis Bonanu. Don't remind yourselves about the first ones and the earlier ones. Don't focus on. Altis Karu Rishonos as Shibin Malchias. Don't remember the Rishonos as all the Shibin Malchias that we had in our history. That's going to be nothing. It's going to be like a dream. The Kadmonios Altis Bonanu Zayisias Mitzrayim. It's not going to be focused on. We're not going to be misboning on it, but it will be mentioned. But we just won't be misboning on it. In the Ose Chadasha Ata Titzmach, Tani Rav Yosef Zu Machemes Gog Magog. That's referring to Gog Magog of the future. Mashal Madar Vedome La Adam Shailo Mahalik Maderech, like a person who's going on the way of Pagabo Zaev, and a wolf meets him and eats him, when he's saved from the wolf. Whenever he met somebody, he says, you know what just happened to me? You know what I was saved from? Unbelievable. But then he was saved from a lion. Guess he was still not staying out of danger. So, and again he was saved. Then whenever he met somebody, he told him a story about the lion. Then he met a snake. So he went and kept telling everybody what the last Hatzalah was, because that overshadowed and subsumed any of the earlier. We'll have a Gemara later on also in terms of the Nachash. Is that the most dangerous? We'll have at the beginning of Perek Ein Omdin. We're going to talk about that a person has to say Kriyashma even if he's Nachash Karach Al Akevo. But again, Nachash here from this Gemara seems to be the most serious Hatzalah. Sarah Meister Schneem, Mahim, Zabra, Holek, Meister Nachash. Ach, Kal Yisrael, Af Kal Yis, Kach Yisrael, Saros Achronos, Meshachos, Es Harishonos. Our later Saros cause us to forget the Rishonos. We focus on the last ones that are the most memorable and the ones that subsume the earlier Saros and Salvations. Good. Once the Gemara brought up Yaakov and Yisrael, based on Yisias Mitzrayim and Geula, so we talk about the Avos a little bit more. Avram, who Avraham? Where is this Pasuk? So if anybody has never opened up a Divrei Hayamim, it's about time that we did. Divrei Hayamim, Aleph Aleph, not one of the more popular writings in Suvim that we open. The beginning of Divrei Hayamim, as it's called in English, Chronicles. It goes through all of Jewish history, starting with first Pasuk of Divrei Hayamim, just names. Adam, Shais, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Yered, Chanoch, Zeshelach, Lamech, Noach, Shem, Cham, Yafes. It goes through the entire beginning of world history. Not Jewish history, but world history. But it goes through all of the B'nai Gomer, the B'nai Yavam, B'nai Cham, all of them. And then it goes through a little later in the Perek, Pasuk Yutas, Uleber Yulat Shnei Vanim, Shem Oechad Peleg, Shem Achiv Yaktan. And it goes through, and finally we get to Pasuk Chavav, Srug, Nachar, Terach. Now we get to our Pasuk, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Avram, who Avraham? B'nai Avraham, Yisrach V'Yishmael. And then it goes through the children of Yishmael. But Avram, who Avraham, the Pasuk says that Avram is Avraham, it's the same person. Interesting, a couple of Sukkim later. Vayolet Avraham es Yitzchak, B'nai Yitzchak, Esav V'Yisrael. Mentions Yisrael there. We're going to talk about Yaakov and Esav, but then it says Esav, Esav, then it goes through B'nai Esav, Ruel V'Yush, B'nai Eliphaz, it goes through the whole family of Esav, and then it goes through the Malachim that are mentioned there back in Bereishis as well, and then Parak Beis, Elu B'nai Yisrael. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, done, interesting order. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, done, Yosef, Binyamin, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. Dan is before Yosef and Binyamin, and if you want to say that the Amahos are later, but Dan is mentioned before Yosef and Binyamin. Just say again, yeah, there's Lomdis and Divrei Hayamim as well. B'nai Yehuda, V'tamar Kalasa, B'nai Ferez, B'nai Zerah, B'nai Esa. Again, this is safer that is usually not learned so much, but whenever we have a chance to open it right here, so we took advantage. Okay, Avram, who Avraham? So Avram is Avraham. Bitchila, what's the lashon of Avram? Who Avraham? Bitchila nasa av la Aram, v'lobasov nasa av l'chol olam kulo. Originally, he was an av just to Aram, from Aram Naharayim, and then he became an av to the entire world. The hay connotes the entire world. Sarai he Sarah, Sarai is Sarah. Also, bitchila naas is Sarai l'uma. So originally, she was just Sarai. Personal to her Uma, Ulubasov Nasis Sarah Lakhala Olam Kulo. And then she became Sarah to the entire world. A couple of years ago we mentioned in a Parsha Shir, Rav Salvechik's thought, it's interesting, the Yud and the Hay. Avram got a hay, Sarai lost the Yud and got a hay, Yoshua had a hay and got a Yud. The Medrash said that it went from Sarai to Yoshua. What's the message? Yud symbolizes personal and specific. Sarai is always the possessive. Sarai, my Sarah. Sarai, anything. Beiti, my house. Bais is a house. Beiti is my house. It makes it much more limited. So with the Yud, it's much more personal and smaller. Hey is much more universal. When there's a Hey, Olam Hazeh was created Nivra Behei, but the Hey is much more universal. That's why Avraham became the universal leader. So that's why Avraham. Yoshua was, well, let's go in order. Sarah became Sarai, and she became Sarah, because again, she became Sarah for all. Yeshua had the opposite. He was Hoshea, but Moshe Rabbeinu gave him a Yud when he was going with the Miraculous, because he didn't want him to be universal and be with everybody else. That's why he had the Hay, and instead he got the Yud, in order to give him the personal Chizuk that he needed from Sarah. So that is Avram and Avraham, Sarah and Yehoshua. A couple of the names that were changed in the Torah. Tani bar kapara, kol hakorei la Avraham, Avram, over ba'asei. Anybody who calls Avram, Avram, violates the destination. Emar, v'haya shimcha Avraham, it's what it says by Avram. V'arib lezer, omer ava balav, not only an asei, but a lav. Over balav, shene emar, v'lo yikra od, es shimcha Avram. So it's violates an iser. Let's finish and then we'll, there's what to say. Elamayata, Lasara, Hakori, Lasara, Sarai, Hachanami. So you want to say that the Isser is violated by Avram, so what's the difference? Sarai and Sarah? No, Hasam Kutchabrichu Amar Avram, Sarai Ishtacha, Lo Tikra Eshema, Sarai Ki Sarah Shema. There, when Hashem tells Avram, he repeats and reiterates Sarai Ishtacha. Sarai is your wife, as if to say that that's still her name. Don't worry, that I'm not totally uprooting it. And also, it says Lo Tikra, which is singular. You shouldn't call her, but everybody else, the Isser is only on Avram. Elamayata Hakorli Yaakov Yaakov Hakanami. So what about Yaakov? Why by Yaakov? Hashem says Yaakov Yaakov, one of the four people in Tanakh that Hashem called their name twice. Avram, Yaakov, Moshe, and Shmuel, the four people that Hashem called their name twice. So Hakanami, so why did we say you call him Yaakov and not Yisrael? Hashani Asam, the Hadar Adrikra. There too, the Pasik was Choser and called him Yaakov. Dichsiv. As it says, Vayomer Elokim li Yisrael, Bamaros Alayla, Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Right, two of them right here on the page. Actually, the same one, Yaakov Yaakov referring to. But Avram was also, Avram, just not quoted here. So therefore Hashem repeated Yaakov's, therefore we are allowed to repeat Yaakov as well. Let's finish and then we'll talk about this. Masav Rav Yossi bar Avin, v'itamer Rav Yossi bar Zvida. Ata, we say it in Shacharis every morning. Ata hu Hashem hu Elokim asher bacharta bi Avram. Right, Pasik? Nehemiah, right? We say, you chose Avram. So how could he say Avram and not Avraham? So Amalei, no. Hasam Navi, you to come aside to the Shivchid Rachmana. My Dehavi Meikara. There we're going through Jewish history. We're saying that Hashem chose Avram when he was Avram. Avram chose Hashem, but then Hashem chose Avram and made him into Avraham. So we're not calling him Avram. We're just saying that that is Jewish history. Being Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and describing what occurred then. Good. 2 points. Number one. The Marsha here asks a question without answering it. He just says, Sarach Ian, why don't the poskim quote this Isser? Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Kalakori la Avram over Avraham Avram over Basay, or over Balav. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's not quoted in Rambam. Right? Why isn't this quoted in the poskim? It's the Marsha's Kasha. Why isn't it quoted in the poskim? Says the Maris Chayis. Maris Chayis right here. Why isn't it quoted in the poskim? Says the Maris Chayis, let me just find it. He quotes it from the Tzlach. Ayin Tzlach, Shesor Badu, Hishvitu Moni, and Mitzvah, Asher Hilo Sasei, and the Bar Sheva, and the Chavos Yer, all the Akronim ask it. He says, Lo Kashemidi, I think this is related to the Sugya of Ein Lamedim Davar Mikodim Matan Torah. Big topic. The Yerushalmi says in Moed Katan that you can't learn halachas from before Matan Torah. Look in Giranasha. What's Giranasha? We've spoken about this many times, but this is the Pirshei Mishnayos in Chulin on Daf Kuf, where the Rambam lays down the law. The Rambam says, Sim libcha al ha'ikar ha'gadol, hanechol b'mishnah zos. Listen to this cloud that's hidden in this Mishnah. It's the Mishnah in Chulin Daf Kuf, which we'll mention again in a second. Says the Rambam that there is a difference between the history of a mitzvah and the reason that a mitzvah is obligatory upon us. The history of Bris Milah is Avram Avinu. Why do we have to do Bris Milah? Not because of Avraham Avinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at our Sinai that we have to do Bris Milah. Why don't we eat Giranasha? Why do we do Meiser? Not because Meiser Mikol, and not because the Bnei Yaakov did not eat Giranasha. Why don't we eat Eber Menachai? Not because the Bnei Noach didn't eat Eber Menachai. Says the Rambam, Shekol Mash Anu Marchikim Osim Hayom, Ein Anu Osin Ela B'mitzvah Sakadosh Baruch Hu, Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Shakadosh Baruch Hu Amar Zeh L'Nevi'im Shelefanav. And says, what's the raya? Chazal say, Taryag mitzvos, Nemelu Lamosha Misinai. We have Taryag mitzvos from Sinai. It doesn't say we have 606 with 7 holdovers. No, we have Taryag at Har Sinai. The reason we have to do mitzvos is because Har Sinai. The history of a mitzvah might be before, but that's not why it's obligatory. And that's why there can be differences between before and after. The first Rambam and Hilchas Avel. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam and the Rif Shita is that Avelus is Daraisa one day. First day. Yom Misa and Yom Kvura. Only Yom Misa and Yom Kvura together, that is Avelus Daraisa. The other 6 days of Shiva are Darabanan. And if you don't have Yom Misa and Yom Kvura the same day, then all Avelus is Darabanan. That's the Shita, the Rambam and the Rif. And says the Rambam, but what am I going to do with the Pasuk in Vayechi? Which says that the brothers set Shiva for their father 7 days. Evel Shivas Yamim. The brothers, you don't get a better source than that, says the Rambam, the famous phrase, Nitzna Torah v'nizchat shalacha. Comes from a Gemara Masecha Shabbos. When the Torah is given, Torah is mechudash. And therefore, we don't dafka have to do everything that they did before Har Sinai. That's the history of the mitzvah. But that's not exactly why it's obligatory upon us. Okay, that is a huge topic, which has come up in the past, but the Maariv Chayis uses that right here to explain why this isser of over by says learned from Sukkim and Bereishis. So from Sukkim and Bereishis, if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't tell us at Har Sinai, then you don't have to say that we learned from there. Right, the Yerushalmi also, is the Achronim discussed, based on the Yerushalmi, about Male Shavuazos, right, the Makar for Sheva Brachos, the Makar for, you know, some talk about having a younger child married before an older child. You learn that from a Pasuk by Lavan. Right, though, yes, I can't bib komenu. It's not really a source in halacha, but that is a big, important topic. Number one. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention before we start the next parak is another. We had an Arsameach before, now we have a Meshach Chachma. But on the Pasuk that's quoted right here, V'yomar Shem Elokim Yisrael, B'maros Halayla. Very important Meshach Chachma. The Meshach Chachma says that Yaakov Avinu was the only one that Hashem appeared to B'maros Halayla. The only one we have a phrase like that. We don't find such a phrase that Hashem appeared to Avram Yitzchak b'maros halayla. Rak b'Yaakov kan in vayigash. That's what the pasuk is quoted. And in vayetze vayishka b'makom ahu vayachalom. Ready a dream. Beginning of at night. Only by Yaakov we have that Hashem appears to him at night. The other Nevi'im, we know that they were unconscious, right? Because they were different than Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lav dafke at night. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu is the Av of Galus. Yaakov Avinu is going down to Mitzrayim. He symbolizes us throughout the centuries. Mishit mipnei, shayamuchan latzeis l'chutz la'aretz lagur, l'chein ba'elav his Galus elokiz balayla. Laharos! Yaakov needed this, and we need this. Why? To teach us, sha'af balayla b'cheshkas ha'galus, shore shechina b'Yisrael. Hashem appears to him, b'maris ha'layla, to say, I'm going to be with you, balayla. I'm going to be with you in galus. K'mo sha'amru, galu l'bavel, shechina b'nehem. Ulazeh, and that is why Yaakov made Ma'ariv. Yaakov made Ma'ariv. Why? Because Maris Halayla. He's the Av of Layla, he's the Av of galus. V'heme varim u'pitarim. And then what is it, Keneged? The karbanos that are burned at night, but it's the karbanos from the day. So there's a hemshach, there's a connection. Hashem is with, says the Meshech Chachma beautifully, Hashem is with any Jew in Galus as long as they still have that connection to Eretz Yisrael. Like Yaakov Avinu had that connection to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Hashem was with him in Galus. Ein Hashchina Shara B'chutz La'aretz, Rak L'misha HaYaroeh B'Eretz Yisrael, like it says by Yechezkel. L'chein, that's why, B'sof Avoda, the Hagdaras Evarim overnight, it's because it's connected to the avoda that was done by day, right? So with chutz la'aretz is connected to what was done in Eretz Yisrael, and he says binazeh, understand this, and that's why lazeh amar we say in lamatzeach every day yancha Hashem biyom tzarai segefcha shem elokei Yaakov dafka Yaakov shenigla love balai levedo umizeh yatzalanu musar haskel, and that's why we have a musar haskel kasher Yisrael. When we follow Hashem's path, and we follow what we're supposed to do, as a Yisraeli who goy etan atik yomin, asher niglu elav elokim, biyos hamikdash hamachono, asher ashkin imam gam b'chutz la'aretz, gam b'layla. But if we forget our past and we forget our tradition, so then ein shkin asher b'chutz la'aretz. It's got to be connected to the previous. Good. Hadroch me'emasai. We get into the second parak in Shas. Somebody's reading Torah, and he gets to the Zman HaMikra, meaning he's reading Kriyashma, last week's Parsha. He's in the middle of reading Parshas Vaschan and Parshas Ekev, and it comes to the time for Kriyashma. So is he Yotze, the midst of Kriyashma, if he's just reading the Torah? Im Kivin Libo Yatza. Depends, if he had Kavana. If he had Kavana to be Yotze, Parshas, the midst of Kriyashma, he is Yotze. Part 1. Part 2. Biprakim. What they're talking about Kriyashma, where is one allowed to be mafsik? Biprakim. Shalom ebnei akavon umeshiv. Ube emsa. Shalom ebnei ayira umeshiv. Divrei Rabbi Meir. First opinion is baprakim. In between the paragraphs, so then one is allowed to answer, one is allowed to ask someone who you have to have covet for. How are you? Ask, give shalom aleichem. Umeshiv and answer them. Ube emsa. If one is in the middle of the parsha, then it's a higher standard. Shalom ebnei ayira umeshiv. Then you're only allowed to ask a Yira, somebody who you are fearful of, and you're allowed to answer. That's Rav Meir Shita. What does Yira mean? What does Yira here mean? So very unusual Rashi. Rashi, Bibre Hayira. Adam shehu yare mipanav shelo yahargehu. A person who is there, you're scared that he's going to kill you. So there, you ought to be shoma b'nei ayira. Ask the velt on Rashi. Pikuach nefesh is tocha everything. What's the chiddush? Oh, you're allowed to be mafsik and kriyish by to save your life. Shelo yargeh. Of course you're allowed to do that. Ask the ritva. Ask the Rav. What is Rashi talking about? Shelo yargehu. So that's why other rishonim say, that doesn't mean here mean life. It doesn't mean life in danger. It means some type of anas. Some type of danger, but not life in danger. So how do you answer for Rashi? So the Rishash says, it must be what Rashi means. It doesn't mean that your life's in danger right now. It means that it's somebody who they can have control of your life. They could kill you if they want to. Not that they're about to kill you right now. I'm going to kill you unless you're mafsik. No. Somebody who has such control and authority that they would be able. Yesh koach laharog otzcha. Not that it's sakanas hafashas right now. That's the Rishash answering for Rashi. That is all she does, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda goes one step down, one step more flexible in terms of hefsek. Be'emsa shom b'nei hayira umeshim b'nei hakavid. If somebody's in the middle of a paragraph, they're allowed to ask b'nei hayira and answer b'nei hakavod. U'baprakim shom b'nei hakavod umeshim v'chashon l'chol adam. And in between paragraphs, then you could be b'shoel because of kavod, and you can answer anybody. Shulchan Aruch says that b'zman hazeh, if somebody's in shul davening, then all these halachas don't apply. Because everybody knows you, in the middle of Kriya Shema, you just say, right? They just make it, no, they'll realize, even if it's the greatest God of Adar that comes and says, they'll realize that, you know, you're in the middle of Kriya Shema and one doesn't have to give Shalom. Good. A Melech, right, if a Melech happens to walk by that he doesn't know, then that you would be able to. Okay, Elohim Bein HaPrakim. So what are the Bein HaPrakim? Bein Melech Rishon L'Shniyah, Bein Shniyah L'Shma, Bein Shma L'Vahayim Shemoah, Bein Vahayim Shemoah L'Vayomer, Bein Vayomer L'Mes V'Yatziv, all of those. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Vayomer L'Mes V'Yatziv Lo Yafsik, shouldn't be Mafsik. Beautiful Diyuk, two beautiful Diyukim. You just read this line of the Mishnah, you don't think it's so exciting. But two, first of all, it says that you're allowed to, it's Bein HaPrakim between the Bracha Shniyah and Shma. Some Rishonim say that's a Raya that the Birchas Kriyashma, again we discussed this on Dav Beis, are not Birchas HaMitzvah. If Ava Rabba, let's say, was a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema, then you wouldn't be able to be Mafsik. You'd be Mafsik between the Bracha and the Mitzvah. So the Ra'ah right here says that this is a Raya that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Some Rishonim say it is. But that's number one. Number two, the other point to mention is that, actually it's coming up. Let's continue and then it's going to come up in the next line. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Karacha, Lama Kadam HaParsha Shema LaVahayim Shemoa. Why do we read the Parshios in order? Shema before Vayim Shemoa, Kedish Yikalov, O Macha Shemaim, Tchila, Vakach Makabalov, O Mitzvos. First Parshios Kabalos, O Macha Shemaim, the second Parshios, O Mitzvos. And that's why we do it in that order. Vahayim Shemoa Lavayomer. Why do we do that? After all, Vayomer is much earlier in the Torah. Shavahayim Shemoa, Noeg, Bim Bayomer, Bim Balayla, Vayomer, Ein Noeg, Ela Bayom, Bil Vad. That's why Vayomer is last, because Parshios Tzitzis is only Noeg Bayom. Another Diyuk that the Prechadosh has in the Mishnah. Why is the first parasha before the second parasha? Because of Ol Machzorim versus Ol Mitzvahs. What about the Rishonim that say that only the first parasha is Daraisa? Like Rashi and Dav Beis. That's an obvious. Daraisa versus before the Rabbanan. So the Prechadosh uses that as a Raya to say, oh, it must be at least the second parasha is Daraisa also. The third parasha is for sure Daraisa. So here is Yitzias Mitzrayim. But that might be a separate mitzvah. So that's the Machlokas we mentioned before from the Rambam and Reb Chaim. But the Prechadosh says maybe that is also a hint against those Rishonim that say only the first parsha, but even the second parsha is Daraisa, or else the Mishnah would have said that as a difference. L'maisa, so being mafsik. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch for a minute. Important halacha, sometimes it comes up. Hopefully it should never come up, we shouldn't be late. But, or we shouldn't go to a minyan that is so fast. But if there is a minyan, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Samach Vav, what is one allowed to be mafsik for in Kriya Shema? One say, Kriya Shema, what is one allowed to be mafsik for? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Lekadish v'lekdusha v'lebarachu mafsik afilu be'emsa ha-pasik. Many of us aren't familiar with this halacha. You could be in the middle, you should try not to be in the middle of a pasik, you should try to time it. But if I'm in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, I'm in the middle of a pasik, v'chara af Hashem b'chem yatzar, and they get up to Kedusha, I stop and I answer. I answer to Kaddish. What does Kaddish mean? That means Yehishmei Rabba and Damir Bolavim Ra'amein. Just that. Just those two. Kedusha, Kadosh, and Baruch Kavod. Baruchu. I answer Baruch Hu, afilu b'emsa pasik, even the emsa pasik. V'chein l'modim, and also modim. I say modim and akhlach. Aval lo yomar elo tevas modim bilvad. Just the word modim. Rama v'chein b'baruch lo yomar yisbarach v'yishtambach v'yesh omrim to amen she'onin acha birchas akel akadosh v'achar shemei tefila. Also v'yichalano sasam b'kriyishma v'chein ikar. Also those two amens. But interesting, we don't realize this, that in the middle of kriyishma, one, and it's not just you're allowed to, you have to. If you're allowed to, you have to answer to Kedusha, to Kriyashma, the Chul. So that all of these apply in the middle of Kriyashma. Mr. Brewer discusses this, what exactly does Kaddish mean and Baruch Hu mean, but that is why he says, because our Mishnah says you'll show him a covered. It's covered Hashem, Kavod Shemayim, Kavod Chomer, but they covered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, one has to answer this. Interesting, what about if one hears thunder in the middle of Kriyashma? Once he's lightning, that's the Machlokas HaPoskim. What does one do there? The Mishnah Berurah quotes 2 days. If you hear thunder first day, you make osi masi brachos. For thunder, say that in the middle of Kriyashma. Why? To give it to osik b'shivchol shel makom ein lelipsok b'shivchol shevach acher. You're talking to God. You have to talk to God. Something else. You're talking to Hashem, so 2 days. It's not a davar shebekdusha like the others. So that is the gam mechayada mashmer dim shaman beemsa inlo levarich aleihen kiim kshesham osam bein aprakim. So at least it sounds like machlokas aposkim. So we'd be machmir in this regard probably because it's machlokas. If one is in the middle of a pasik, one would not, or in the middle of the even after a pasik, fashion one would not say the bracha, but bein aprakim one would. If one's in the middle of towards the end of the first parsha of Kriyishma. And then one hears thunder, and then you can finish Visharecha and say the bracha right then. Pasha seems like you would say it. Okay, I'll do more research, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. Good. We continue now. Shma Mina. What did the Mishnah say? If you're saying Kriyashma and you have Kavana, if you're learning and you have Kavana for Kriyashma, then you're Yotze. Shma Mina, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. So is the Mishnah taking a stand on the major topic of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana or not? That is a Machlokas Tanaim and a Machlokas Amaraim and a Machlokas Rishonim and a Machlokas Aposkim. So is the Gemara taking a stand on that? Because it says only if you have Kavana? So it says no. My imkivin libo likros. Maybe what it means is if you had Kavana to read. Not that if you had Kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Likros, I mean you are reading. What do you mean the Kavana to read? No, Bakari Lahagi. You're reading in order to edit it. What does that mean? Bakari Lahagi. So Rashi says you're checking if there are any mistakes. Still not 100% clear. Tosfos says Lahagi, you're not reading it like we read it. You're reading it based on how it's written, not on how we read it. Like Yesh Emul Masoris, as it's called. Near the Bakari Lahagi, she nakoria tevos kehil chasan. You're not reading it properly. Ukinakudasan. El kiksivasan. Because you're reading it as it's written, because you're checking the chaseros and the yaseros. That's what it means. You're reading the ksivs. You're not reading the kriya. And that's why you're not going to be yotze unless you have kavana to read it as it's supposed to be read. So no raya from this mishnah to the sugya mitzvah srichas kavana. We mentioned a couple of days ago the discussion of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said in the previous parak that everybody would agree that mitzvah srichas kavana, when it comes to a davar sheyesh bo amira. If it doesn't have a maisa, Rabbeinu Yonah said, then it's an amira. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says by a bracha. By a bracha, everybody agrees mitzvah srichas kavana. So the bach on that Rabbeinu Yonah answers from this Gemara right here. So what do you mean? If it's just an amira, everybody agrees mitzvah srichas kavana, the Gemara here relates it to the main sugya. So that's Sarachian and Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the bach's question. What are we paskin? So the Radvaz quoted in the Magen Avraham and Simon Samach says, we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 days. Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Salmach, Yesh Omrim She'ein Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, V'yesh Omrim She'ein Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, L'atzisi Basiyas HaMitzvah, V'chein Halacha. Shulchan Aruch seems to say, we pass in Srichas Kavana. But the Mishnah, the Magen Avraham, quotes from the Radvaz, Daraisa D'Rabbanan, that's the Chilek. By Mitzvah Daraisa, we pass in Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, by Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, we pass in Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana, even if you don't have Kavana, you will still be Yotze. And that is why, right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Tuf Peites, that's why we're Machmir, by Tzvirsa Omer, not to say. What's tonight? We say yesterday was blank. Why? Because we're choshes for the Shitas that it's a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. If it's a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, even if I don't have Kavanah to be Yotze, I'm going to be Yotze. So that's why we say what yesterday was. We don't say what tonight was. Good. Tana Rabbanan. The Rambam Shita about Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah is not so clear. got to put together all of the shitas in Hilchas Shofar and in Hilchas Megillah and elsewhere, the Nosei Kelim in those two places, put them all together. In Beis Dalet and Shofar, what exactly is the Rambam shita? The Rambam says, if you're forced to eat matzah, you're Yotzei. If you don't have Kavanah for Shofar, you're not Yotzei. That's a stira. Right, Mrs. Yuchas Kavanah or not. So you gotta be Mechalik. What's the rule? What's the exception? That is the steer in the Rambam. But we continue. Tana Rabbanon, second line of the Gemara. Kriyashma Kichsava, Dibri Rebbe. Rebbe says you gotta say Kriyashma in Hebrew. Vacham Omen Bechalashon. Any language. My time at the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say in Hebrew? Amakra Vahayu. Vahavayasan Yehu. Vahayu. It should be like this. Tafka like this. For Rabbanan, my tamayu. What's the reason for the Rabbanan that they would allow it in any language? Amakra Shema, b'cholashen shata shomeya. Any language that you hear. Well, the Rabbi Nami Haksiv Shema. What does Rabbi do with Shema? Ahumi boyle, he Shema la'aznacha ma'ashata mosei mipicha. Listen, what does it mean? Your ears have to hear what you say. The sugya of Hashma la'aznav. Main sugya is on Daf Tezvav, as we'll get to in a couple of Daf. But the Rebbe says, you have to hear what you say. That's what we learn from Shema. The Rabbanan say, no, but the Rabbanan says, even if you don't hear it, and that's why you don't need Shema for that. Well, the Rabbanan Ami Haksiv Vahayu. What do the Rabbanan do with Rebbe's Pasuk of Vahayu? Homi Boy, Leish Leikra Lemafreya. They use that to teach me that you can't read it Lemafreya out of order. What does out of order mean? Again, very difficult Rashi. Rashi says Lamafreya means exactly backwards. See, Rashi says Lamafreya, Visharecha, Besecha, Mezuzos. Just reading the words backwards. Answer Bena Yona. That's of course you're not Yosei there. What you're saying is meaningless. No. Lamafreya means, says Rabbeinu Yona, if you read the Psukim out of order. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that if you read the words out of order. That means nothing. And if you look at the Rambam also discusses Psukim out of order is now not okay. Parshius out of order might be okay. But Psukim out of order is not okay. That's how they understand Lamafreya. Good. But according to Rashi, sounds like that even just reading the words Lamafreya, you needed a pasuk to teach me that. As if there's a magical power to the words of Kriyashma. That if you'd read the words backwards, you'd still be Yotzei without the pasuk. Interesting. Good. For Rabbi Shleiko Lamafreya Minale, how does Rabbi know that you can't read Lamafreya? Nafkele mi dvarim hadvarim. Unless Rashi assumes that, why wouldn't you be Yotzei with a psukim out of order? Each pasuk stands on its own. Maybe Rashi is so bothered by that he has to give the other pshat. The Rabbi Shleiko Lamafreya Minale. How does Rabbi know that? Nafkele mi dvarim hadvarim. Extra phrase, extra letter. For Rabbanan, dvarim hadvarim lo darshi. They don't darshin that. Good. Lameimra, the Savar, so now that we have that machlokas. Rebbe says here there's a source that it has to be in Hebrew. Lameimra, the Savar, Rebbe, tachal Torah kula, b'lachal lashon emra. So this is to teach me that, in general, b'chal ha-Torah, it can be said in any language. D'yisal kataita, b'chal lashon ha-Kodesh emra, because if everything always has to be said in lashon ha-Kodesh, v'hayu d'chaz v'rachman alamali, what do you need a pasuk here for? So Gemara says, Yisrech, we should look as if a Shema. No, you have a pasuk Shema here, so you need v'hayu to knock out, to neutralize the Shema. And now we have the exact opposite. Lameimer the Sabri Rabbanon Tchal Torah Chur Blashon Kodesh Nemra. What the rest of Torah is Nemra Blashon Hakodesh. Disal Gadayde B'chaloshon Nemra Shema the Kazer Rachman Alamali. Why it must be because if you could say the whole Torah in any language, so what do you need Shema here for? So Gemara says Itzchak we shouldn't say Vahayu. No, just the exact same because it says Vahayu here. You need Shema to neutralize Vahayu. Lamaisa we paskin that Meikra did Shema can be said in any language, but it's really a mitzvah min hamufchar to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Slamach Beis, it's really one should say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Even one who is beginning to get back into the fold, you know, one should say Kriya Shema, at least that part of davening, in Lashon HaKodesh. One very important comment in Tosfos. The Gemara says, oh, the rest of Torah can be said in Hebrew or Lashon HaKodesh. What's the rest of Torah? What do you mean the rest of Torah? Learning. You can learn in any language you want. What do you mean the rest of Torah? So Tosfos says, we have to be talking about other mitzvos d'oraisa of Kriya. What are other mitzvos d'oraisa of Kriya that the Gemara is talking about? Parsha Zachor. There it is. Tosfos right here. This is the source. Source for Parsha Zachor being d'oraisa. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil B'Lashon. V'yesh Lomar. D'mayi b'parshias ha-mukhuyavin likos d'oraisa. Kemo. Parsha Zachor. Inami mikra bikurim. Vidui meiser. Mitzvos chalitza. Here it is, Parsha Zachar. Tosfos Arash right here quotes Parsha's Para. That's the day in the Shulchan Aruch that says Para. We don't paskin that way. Parshas we paskin that only Parsha Zachar. But there is that one day right here in the Rishonim that says Para as well. Parsha Zachar, obviously a big topic, not for now. Tan Rabbanan, second to last line. V'ha'yushla yigol ma'freya. Can't read it backwards. Hadvarim v'chulu alav avecha. Yochol teikol parsha tzricha kavana. You might think that bidi eved, the entire parsha needs kavana. Tabalomar ha'ela. These words. Adkan tzricha kavana. Up till here needs kavana. What's adkan? Rashi says up to alav avecha. Tosa says up to b'chol ma'odecha. First pasuk or second pasuk. Either way. Mikan ve'elav ein tzricha kavana. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, no, for just the first couple of psukim, needs kavana li'ikuva. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, harayu omer, sh'anochi mitzavcha hayom alav avecha. Mikan ha'tolomei sh'kol ha'pasha kula tzricha kavana. The whole first parsha needs kavana. I put these words that I'm about to tell you on your heart. Amar Rabbi Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Alokha Rabbi Akiva. Alokha's like Rabbi Akiva, they're the whole first parsha. Ika demasni law aha. Some have this statement of Rabbi Barchana on the following, not on the previous, but on the following brisa. The Tanya says the Tosefta, Hakori Shema, Tzorach Sheichavin Eslibo. Somebody's saying Shema, you have to be machavin your heart. Rav Acha, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Kiva Shekivin Libo Beperak Rishon Shoveno Tzorach. As long as you have kavan in the first paragraph, b'di'evet, that's good enough. Amar Rabbi Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Acha, Shamar Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda. As we said, period. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in a tshuva that the kavan we're talking about here is not only pir shamilos, but just the kavan of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. That's the kavan we're talking about. Even if somebody doesn't know every single word, but they have to realize what they're doing, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Right, and that's the kavanah that's being discussed here. Tanya idach v'hayu shlo yikol ma'freya. As we had alav avecha, Rabbi Zutra Omer ad kan mitzvahs kavanah mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kriya. Up till now, kavanah is le'ikuva. After that, you have a mitzvah to say it. But if you don't have kavanah, but the evidence, okay. Rabbi Yeshua Omer ad kan mitzvahs kriya mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavanah. Wow, what does that mean? The kriya versus kavana. So maisha mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kriya dechsev ladaber bam hachanami oksev v'dibarta bam. What's the difference between the first and the second? It says ladaber and v'dibarta. So hachi gamer. No, this is what we mean. Adkan mitzvahs kavana v'kriya. The first paragraph, of course, you have to have kavana. That's ABCs. Kavana and kriya. Mikan ve'elach kriya below kavana. Just kriya. The first paragraph has those phrases. What's the difference between the first and the second paragraph? You have the same phrases. The Gemara said, no, hahu, that second phrase, that's really referring to tefillin. It's not referring to kavan, it's referring to tefillin. And therefore, we can say only the first one is referring to Kriya Shema, and that is what is Ma'akev. Good, right? The makar for, you have to put the tefillin near one's heart. We put the tefillin shel yad, on the lower half of the upper arm, on the inside of the muscle, so that when one hangs their arm down, the tefillin is k'neged halev. And even though, you know, if somebody is a lefty, they put it on their right hand, and the heart is still on the left part of the body, but it's still alav echa, at least on the horizontal plane, it should be on the same level as the heart. Right? Sometimes you see people in shul that has the tefillin mamish on the outside of the arm. And it's difficult. One has to make sure that it's on the inside of the arm, without any chatzitzas. The post can discuss that just one halacha of chatzitza. That with the issues of chatzitza on the arm is the box, not the straps. The straps is less issues of or even if no issues of chatzitza, but the box. And that's why one has to make sure that one makes the bracha after putting on the tefillin. The one sleeve is not under the box. And also, some posts can say, and make sure, try to note, that there are no straps under the box. Sometimes we have a minog, many of the minog, of doing the first ritsua above the elbow. Sometimes that gets under the box. One has to be careful not to have that. Unless, there are those that dafka have a minog to do that. But if one doesn't have the minog dafka to do that, then one has to make sure that the strap is not under the box, because that will be a chatzitza between the box and one's skin. It's makom for the tefillin shel yad. Good, we continue. Amar ma, Rabbi Yoshia Omer, ad kan mitzvahs kriya mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana. Maishta mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana mishum dechsev alav avchem, achana mikseb alav avecha. Same as we had before. Right? Same shakal v'tarya. Why is there a difference? Hachi kamar, ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavana, mikan ve'elach kavana below kriya. That's what the first parsha is, kriya and kavana. The second one is kavana below kriya. Wow, there's no mitzvah of kriya. Right, this is like according to the Deus, maybe that daraisa, right, it's fitting into those shitos, that only the first paragraph is daraisa. Umaishna adka mitzvahs kriya v'kavana, tefsev alav avecha v'dibarta bam, hasamnami oksev alav avchem l'darar bam. Again, why is there a difference? The same phrases appear in the first and second paragraph. Gemara answers, Ahuba divrei Torah ksiv. Just like we answered earlier, it's referring to tefillin. Now it's saying it's referring to Torah. V'achi gamar rachmana. Agmiru banaychu Torah. Kiecha deligrisu behu. Right, teach your children Torah so that they will learn it. V'dibartabam. Right, teach it. It's not referring to this parsha of Kriyashba, but it's referring to Talmud Torah. Good. Tana Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Adkan Sricha Kavanas Halev, Devar Rabbi Meir. Right, it's a more extreme sheet than any of the other ones we had already. First Pasuk. And the Poskim say, what about Baruch Shem? Maybe that's also part of it. But Shema, Amar Rav Alach Rabbi Meir, that's what we Paskin. Bid the Eved. Gotta have Kavan in the first Pasuk. Tanya Sumchas Omer, Kala Ma'arich Be'echad Ma'arich Eno Yama Vishnosav. Anyone who is lengthy in Echad, then he gets long life. Right, put it on the list. This is number three. Number three in this Pesachta, long life. What do we have so far? Coming early and leaving late from shul. And Kolamashal and Parshi Yosef and Matzibor. Shnai Mekam Echa Targum. The two on Daf Ches. This is number three on Daf Yud Gimel. We're going to have a big break before we get to the other ones. But this is Ma'arich L'Yom of Shnosav if he's Ma'arich Be'echad. What does that mean? Omer of Achabar Yaakov Ubedalis. In the Dalis. And the letter is not Dalid, as we many assume. It's Dalis. So the Gemara says it's a Dalis. So as long as he's Marach, like D, right? How do you Marach in the D, right? It's just one sound. It means you have to, right? Not D. No, that's not what we say. D, right? To say it properly after Echad. Rashi says Dafka not to be Marach in the Ches, because A Echad. You didn't say anything yet, right? So Rashi here says Dafka in the Dal, not in the Ches. Rabbi Yonah says maybe a little bit in the Ches. Because you have to think about the Chai Olamim. The Marach and the Dalis, the Poskim say, to think about, as we're about to see, Hashem is sholate on all the directions. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi lo yachto b'ches. You can't say the ches so fast. The Rabbi Yonah says you should say it a little bit lengthy, just not as long as the Dalit. And Rashi says, don't be Marach at all. Revere me, Abi Yasuf Kamei Dere B'chi Bar Abba, Chazi Davi Marach Tuva. He saw he was being Marach a long time. Amar Lei, Kivendim Lichte, Lamala, Lamata, Labaruchas, Hashemayim Sulot Srichas. He says, once you're Mamach Hashem in all the directions, you don't have to do any more. Don't be so crazy. So we have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in control of the whole world during that. Amar Rav Nasan Bar Mar Ukva, Amar Rav Yehuda, Alav Avecha Ba'amida, Alav Avecha needs to be said Ba'amida. What amidia does not mean standing versus sitting that we had in the Beisham and Beis Hillel on the first parak. Amidia here means if you're walking, you should stop walking to say the first pasuk, right, to have kavana. Alavavecha salkadaitach. What does that mean? Alavavecha elaima at alavavecha b'amida. Up till that point, mikam veilach lo. After that, no. Rabbi Yochanan amar kol bar shigulu b'amida. The whole first paragraph should be said b'amida. V'yad Rabbi Yochanan taimei d'amar Rabbi Rachana amar Rabbi Yochanan alach gorvacha mishomar mishom Rabbi Yehuda. As we had earlier, first paragraph. Tanu Rabbanon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Zu Kriyas Bas Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi used to say. He was Tarasu Umnaso. He didn't stop for a second from learning. So he said the first pasuk, Amalei Rav Lerav Chiya, Lo Chazina Lel Rebbe, to Mekabal Olam Machlo Shemayim. Didn't you see Rebbe? Rebbe's Mekabal Olam Machlo Shemayim. You didn't see him do that? So Amalei Bar Pachsi, he answers, Bar Pachsi. On the side it says, Ben Gedolim, great one. Bishah Shamavar Yadav Al Panav. In the middle of Shia, you didn't see he put his hand over his eyes. Like leaning on his, leaning like thinking about something. No, he was saying Shema. Makabo Lavo Macho Shemayim. He was Makabo when nobody was looking. He was Makabo Macho Shemayim. Chozer V'gomer, Eino Chozer V'gomer. Did he say the rest of Kriya Shema after the Shia or not? By the way, you see, when Rebbe Pashas was giving Shia early in the morning. You don't have a Vasikin probably. Right? So they were having shiur very early in the morning. But did he finish it afterwards or not? So machlokas, bar kapara, omer eino chozer v'gomra, Rishim b'rebi, omer chozer v'gomra, machlokas, whether he finished it or not. Omerle bar kapara, Rishim b'rebi, bar kapara says he did not repeat it, says, bishma l'didi, my shita makes sense. Diamina eino chozer v'gomra, I say he didn't repeat it, hainu demadre b'rebi, ashmait said this piece Yis Mitzrayim. Somehow Rebbe always worked his Yis Mitzrayim into the topic of the shiur. No matter, he could be talking about piggle. But he'll get Yetzias Mitzrayim in there somehow. That's why he did that. Because he wasn't going to repeat it afterwards. But according to you, why do you have to get Yetzias Mitzrayim into the shir every day? Why do you have to do that? He mentioned he's going to repeat it later anyway. Answer, Kedilahaske Yetzias Mitzrayim Bismana. No, because he wanted to mention it in its time. In what time? Rashi. Bismana? Bisman Kriyashma. Rav Soloveitchik said this is right to Rav Chaim. Right, because Yitzias, what's the Zman for Yitzias Mitzrayim? Zman Kriyashma, one mitzvah. Sitzes Yisrael is a chelik of the mitzvah of Kriyishma. That's bismana right here. That's what Rashi. That's what Rashi means. Good. By the way, this is a makar. One of the makars for our putting our hand over our eyes by Kriyishma. When it says here, when Rebbe was maver yadav al panav. It's one of the makars for putting our hands over our eyes. Different drushes why we do that. For pashas for kavana, others say it's as if we're saying Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we don't understand everything, but you know what? We accept Kabbalah Shemacha Shemaim anyway. Different pshatim given why we put our hands over our eyes. One or two more points. Amar Rabbi Yila Breid of Shmuel Bar Marsa Mishmei the Rav. Amar Shma Yisrael Hashem Hakadosh Shemachad V'nenas B'sheino Yotza. Somebody says Shma and then falls asleep. Yotza, you said the first pasuk. Amalei Rav Nachman the Dara Avdei. Rav Nachman told his servant B'psuki Kama Tzaron Tvei Lo Tzaron. If I'm falling asleep in the first pasuk, you know, give me a push, but not afterwards. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Breid Da Rabba, Avu Chechi Avi Avid. What your father used to do, Rabba? Amalei Psukah Kama Havi Kama Sarah Nafshei Tefila Avi Misarah Nafshei. Again, he was Misarah Nafshei Dafka after the first pasuk. We'll stop there right before the two dots. But the Chashuki Chemen has one discussion. He was asked, somebody has had some type of operation. Is there a chiyuv? Like they're sleeping after the operation. And there's no danger of like giving them a little nudge, waking them up. If they are able to be woken up, and you speak to the doctor, is there a chiyuv to wake them up to say Kriya Shema? So he says, Pashto's first pasuk. Like here. First pasuk. Tfelo Mitzara, like these Yishayim said. Kavana, if they can't, if they're just so sleepy, at least the first pasuk, like here, you don't, where's this ever going to come up? You're going to fall asleep afterwards. So he says, L'chein roi la'ha'ira rak l'pazak rishon, u'petanai sh'arofi maskim ki ashena l'chol ha'kazeh, hu mein pikuach nefesh. If the doctor says he should be sleepy, you can't really wake him up, but a little bit you can wake him up for the first pasuk, and then he could go back to sleep. Interesting discussion. If obviously the doctor says he can't, he should not be woken up, pikuach nefesh, then you don't wake him up. Chas v'shalom. But if he's already later, he's in recovery, and there's no danger, you know, so then one would be able to just give them a little nudge about Kriya Shema. Interesting discussion where this might come up. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By the way, we didn't mention there's a great Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that talks about the difference between Yaakov and Avraham. Why Yaakov is still called Yaakov, even though he's Yisrael, and Avraham is still called Avraham. Just give you the makar. If you want to look it up, it's the end of Bereishis, Lamed Hey Yud. Lamed Hey Yud, feel free to check out that Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Okay, we will stop here. And again, we thank the Orlinsky family, L'zeich HaNishmas Menachem Yisrael Orlinsky, for sponsoring the shiur. We'll stop here. And again, hopefully we're still on Project Sinai and we're on the OU for the time being, B'ez Hashem, as we finalize our future permanent home.